Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro, who's manhandling his microphone from Glazer & Associates PA. And we are at Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, about our blog, our newsletters. You'll get updates about the law and a lot more. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow's blog topic, a new Court of Appeals case causes collection concerns for community associations. Pretty important case that you guys will definitely want to read. And also learn the importance of amending your governing documents. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. All right, before we get going today, Karen, first want to thank everybody who attended our Day of Education and live radio show last week at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. We had a packed house, and I got to tell you, I was blown away by the enthusiasm of the audience and the participation that they put into the event. To me, it was just a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Well, we really could have done a three-hour show that day. Nobody would put their hand down. Yeah. And like you said, everybody really seemed to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun. You guys had a lot of fun?
Yes!
No, tell us about it. It was a great day.
Yeah, no, I mean, everything went pretty smoothly. I was happy to meet a lot of people, answer a lot of questions. And I think, you know, Eric is in his element when he's surrounded by the condo people and answering questions. I know how much he loves it. But yeah, I mean, it went great. And, you know, everybody deserves a round of applause. That attended, because they were just a great audience and a great panel of experts also helping us out and answering all those questions.
Very flattering. And it would really be great to do more live shows more often, and we may be able to do just that. Karen alluded to it as we were starting the show. We're actually broadcasting live today from our law firm for the first time. We're actually not even in the studio today. We're going to give this a shot and see how it worked out. And we purchased equipment that will actually allow us to do this show live from literally anywhere in the world with an internet connection.
Nice.
So this could be interesting. If there's a condominium or an HOA out there who has a great big ballroom and has no problem playing host for an hour, perhaps if you're interested, we can bring this show to you and do it in front of a live studio audience at your condo or at your HOA. Just give us a call at the office, 855-4 to work out the details. Could be a lot of fun. And again, today's the first time we're doing it live from our law offices in Fort Lauderdale rather than doing it in the studio.
Maybe we'll stop calling it the law offices and the Glazer Studios as well.
Live from the Glazer Studios, like Paramount, for example.
So far, so good. Right. So now is the time of year where you finally start to slow down instead of teaching all over the state, right?
Yeah, this is definitely a time of year where it starts to slow down. The seminars are finally on hold until September or October at this point. Of course, literally the day after I finished the seminars from the Hard Rock last week, I can't tell you how many emails that say, so when's the next one?
Of course.
But as soon as that schedule becomes available, we will definitely let everybody know. But it's not going to happen until the fall, that's for sure.
Well, the last time that we were in the studio, we were talking about how the business judgment rule protects board members from getting personally sued. We asked our bloggers, the readers, if they thought that the business judgment rule and limiting a board's liability was a good thing for associations and their directors. And this is what they had to say. Knucklehead
Scott.
Well,
yeah, but I think before we get started, let's, for everybody that didn't take corporations in law school, let's just go over what the business judgment rule is again. And it's essentially the doctrine here in Florida and just about every other state in the union that the courts will never second guess the decisions of a board of directors of a corporation as long as those decisions are made in good faith. You know, courts do not. I had a great situation a few weeks ago. We were litigating over a hotel, and the judge says, I am not going to be running a hotel for
right,
you.
Right, exactly. There you go.
All right,
perfect
so,
example,
yeah, courts
right.
do not want to get in the business of deciding what is in the corporation's best interest and will yield to the directors of those corporations as long as the decisions were made in good faith and, you know, people weren't stealing or trying
right.
to, you know, really
Which happens.
Mess up the corporation.
So let's see what our readers had to say. Alan Delforn said, do board members have any personal liability if they fail in their fiduciary responsibility to get three bids and share them in an open forum when selecting a contractor, randomly estimating cost as opposed to getting actual cost estimates and scope of work for special assessment projects, and then refusing to hire personal or professional project management for $5 million of work? Can a board move monies earmarked for one project to pay for another project?
You getting,
I don't think so, right?
No.
Can you give them a yes or no?
After all that, that whole long run on, yeah, there's definitely more here to it than a yes or no, but it is a good question. And, you know, failure of the board to engage in competitive bidding, and I just blogged about it this week, will likely not result in any liability against a particular board member. And in fact, like I said, read the blog this week about what I termed the fallacy of competitive bidding, because to me that's really what it is. You know, instead, you know, failing to get bids, if the board should be engaging in this competitive bidding, but they fail to do so, at worst, what could happen is the DBPR, after the, you know, second, third, or fourth time, may issue a fine against that association. You know, also failing to get the exact cost for a project, that's not going to result in any individual liability against a board member either. And, you know, we all do know, there is one interesting question in there. A board certainly cannot move monies that are earmarked in reserves for one project to pay for another project without a vote of the unit owners. That is a good question. But again, even if the board does that, even if the board does all of these things, and I remember Jan Bergman wrote an interesting column about this, what even happens when a board uses reserve monies that they shouldn't use? Even if a board does that, and as Scott has alluded to, as long as the board doesn't personally steal the money or get a kickback on a contract, rest assured they're not going to be personally liable. Let's do this. Let's take our first call from Ron in Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hey, Mr. Glazer. Hello, Karen, everyone.
Hey, Ron, we missed you last week at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling too well. I took a turn for the worse last night and went down the stairwell the wrong way. But I'm okay. But
You need a lawyer, Ron? No, never mind. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you guys could do a show in my home. Maybe you can catch the unscreen renters going by.
We can't do it in anybody's personal home, but like I said, we get an HOA out there. Or a condo with the ability to entertain an audience, it would be our pleasure. I think we'd have a good time.
Yeah, maybe next time I could come to the Hard Rock and see you guys again. I enjoyed that, especially the free food was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. Hopefully there's some listeners out there who are actually at the event last week, and we'd love to have you call in and let us know what you thought about the event. Again, taking your calls.
Have 877. A good week, you guys.
You got it, Ron. Thanks for the phone call. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Let's take our first break of the hour. Did I say that number right, Karen? Did I mess it up?
877-850-8585.
I should know that by now,
yes.
Right? Okay, let's take our first break of the hour, and we'll be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster disaster remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Service Master Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit servicemaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370, for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium
condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. The phones are busy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let's go to Milton in Tamarack. How are you, Milton?
Hi, good morning. First, I'd like to make a comment about your live radio show last week.
Sure.
I listened to it. I wasn't there. But I really was pleasantly surprised to see that you had such a keen sense of humor.
Thank you very much.
It was really a lot of fun listening to you.
Let me tell you something. You have to have a sense of humor doing in this line of business after over two decades, believe
me.
Oh,
yes.
Because you run into a lot of nuts, to tell you the truth. So yeah, you got to have a sense of humor. But thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Also, I'm a 20-year-plus board member, and I haven't stolen anything yet. So
get busy. What are you waiting for, Milton? Come on. Hey, so you know what? If had Milton been
you
there,
would have won the award.
He would have won the condo crazy.
Milton,
yeah.
Yes, it's a beautiful award.
Yeah, we gave away a really nice award, and the person who had won the award last week, I believe, was on the board for 16 years.
Only 12 years.
Okay. Milton, what do you mind telling us what association you're with?
Tamarack Gardens in Tamarack.
Sure. My mother-in-law lives in Tamarack. I know it well. Lime Bay, as a matter of fact. That's where she is, and they're probably
listening
right now.
That's right next door to us.
Right next door to you. So what in the world makes you want to serve on a board for 20 years, Milton?
Well, because I learned early on if I want any control over my own interest and financial say in my property, I have to be on a board.
So Milton's a control freak.
Well, I have to ask you, Milton, I'm not a control freak.
I just want to be there and have a say.
How did you get certified, Milton?
That's right. I'm scared to hear the answer.
I'm one of those guys that signed the paper.
Oh my God!
If there was like a way for me to electrocute you through the phone, I'd do it right now. I gotta tell you, Milton. Milton, we want to see you at one of our seminars,
Come
and
on.
We certainly want you to win the award next year at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, well,
okay?
I'm planning on attending some seminars. But my question today is. We have a unit that's a reverse mortgage where the people have left the condo, returned it to the lender, and I want to know, are they held to the same standard as the bank with their 1%?
Yeah, if they're a lender, then the answer is absolutely. If they're a first mortgage holder.
Let me interject here for a second, Eric.
Yeah.
This is not a first mortgage that's taking it by foreclosure or deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Well, I'm guessing that it's done by deed in lieu here if they walked away from it and the bank just took it over. That's my guess.
They gave it back to the lenders.
Yeah, which might be by way of deed in lieu.
Oh, you know, here I'm thinking that they possibly passed away.
Yeah, if it's by way of a deed in lieu, then yes, that lender owes you the same, 1 year or 1%. That any regular financial institution would owe you. And not only that, if they took it back by way of a deed in lieu, depending upon the date that deed is recorded, they start owing you the monthly assessments each and every month from that date going forward as well. So when a bank takes back or a lender takes back a property from a borrower, they owe the assessments just like any other owner does each and every month, and the association should not be waiting to leap on them and make sure that they pay it each and every month. Dillinger said it? Why do you go after the banks? Because they have all the money.
They've got the money.
Same thing here. The banks have the money to pay you each month, and they should be doing it.
I think I have a question for Eric, because maybe this is just because I don't really understand how, reverse mortgages work.
Right.
But You know, it's not that I haven't been listening to a show about it for 5 years, but
the one that's on right before this, right?
Yeah. But
do I have to wait till they foreclose?
Well, no, here's the thing. If a reverse mortgage runs its course,
yeah,
and the bank takes the property back, is that a deed in lieu of foreclosure?
I don't know what happened here. Yeah. You know, we'd have to find out by doing a title search or even a public record search what happens here. But if the original owner simply walked away from it and gave a deed to their lender, who it's, you know, might be a reverse mortgage company, still they owe you the 1 year or 1%, and they owe you the assessments going forward each and every month. So, if you'd like, give us a call in the office tomorrow, and perhaps we can even do a quick public record search for you and see if we can tell you an answer quickly. Okay? 855, okay. The number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And Milton, I'm writing you down. We want to see you next year, okay?
Thank you.
All right, be well. How about we go to Pat in Deerfield Beach? How are you, Pat?
Good morning. Got a question for you. And we're tenting a condo, four buildings, and one of the buildings is a foreclosure with a motorcycle in it that's been abandoned. And
okay.
We want to know if we can take this motorcycle out, what would be the procedure in handling
the unit
situation.
Who owns the unit at the moment?
Actually, it's in foreclosure. I don't know who owns the, but the person that owned the unit is in jail.
Okay. Person doesn't lose their motorcycle, though, just because they went to jail. Okay? In other
words,
right.
I understand that.
What is
I
it? Is it parked in their parking spot?
No, it's parked inside the condo.
It's parked inside their unit, actually?
What,
yes.
Like in a bike rack?
No.
No, it's in the unit.
It's in the unit.
Okay. So, all right, two things. Number one, you guys don't own the unit yet, so you probably shouldn't be in the unit unless you know that there's some emergency going on in there.
Well, we're going to tent in that building, so
okay,
we have to go
gotcha.
Into the unit.
Okay, gotcha. Question. So, yes, you may have to go into the unit to open the doors, and you can get a locksmith to do that. Agreed, 100%. But what do you do with the bike that's in there? I guess I have one issue. Is the bike, you know, does it have gasoline in it? Could it be flammable? Could it create a dangerous situation? If some
yes.
expert told you yes, I'd have no problem moving it to a location somewhere else on the condo property, securing it, making sure it doesn't get stolen, and then letting the owner know by certified mail that, hey, we have your bike. We moved it to another location. Because every condominium has provisions in their governing documents that say a unit owner can't do something that would increase the rate of insurance or create liability on a greater liability for the association. Perhaps having a motorcycle filled with gasoline inside of a unit would do just that.
But,
so I don't have a problem. He went in there because he had a tent anyway, taking
okay,
it out and securing
it. But if the motorcycle
okay.
doesn't
sir.
Present a safety problem,
right.
that's another story altogether.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Sir, here's another issue. The owner, the bicycle shouldn't even have been on premise. We have in the condo docks.
Right.
So now what?
Okay. At this point, what I would suggest is if you want to take it out because it would prevent a dangerous situation, is there another place on the condo property where you can store it safely and securely? If the answer, then what's your plan to just put it out on the street?
No, we're going to put it right in the parking area.
In the parking area. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? If it's a situation where presents an immediate danger, then I would do it and I'd worry about the consequences later. If it doesn't, then I'd want to send a letter to the unit owner first telling them what you're going to do.
Okay.
Play it safe. Yeah, I don't want you getting sued for the value of the bike or trespass or anything of that nature. Okay?
Yes, that's what we're worried about. In other words, basically that's what we're worried about. I know that bike may have gas in it.
Yeah, if it does, no problem. Take it out, bring it somewhere else, and put them on notice that you took it out, where you put it.
Well, how long is he in jail for?
I don't know that. I just know that It's in a foreclosure anyway. It's been abandoned.
be funny if he got arrested for stealing a motorcycle. Anyway, on that note, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Bob from Pembroke Pines, we see you there. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. And when we get back, we'll talk to you, Bob. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front.
If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trend-setting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours, all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Bob in Pembroke Pines? Good morning, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
How can we help?
My question has to do with the new ruling by the DCA court on collections for homeowners associations.
Uh-huh.
We have a third-party purchaser that just purchased a house through the auction, and it's been in bankruptcy for almost 5 years since it's been on our list because our board doesn't do anything but sit there and wait till the bankruptcy's done before they do anything. They owe us now $13,000. We agreed to send a letter that they have to pay us in full. How are we going to?
Well, hold on. The person that owns the unit filed a bankruptcy?
Yeah, the house has been abandoned for a couple years.
But I think you started off by saying that there was a bankruptcy at some point, right?
There was a bankruptcy. The person left.
When you say left, were they kicked out of bankruptcy? Because that's really what a lot of this is going to boil down to. What happened to their bankruptcy? See, the new case that was decided upon by the 4th DCA the other day, that really doesn't have to do with bankruptcy. It has to do with what your governing documents currently say about new buyers who purchase at a condo sale or foreclosure sale. Some documents say that buyers don't owe anything. And that's what that case was about. We were going to talk about that later on in the show. But when it comes to a bankruptcy, there's no way for me to give you an answer on where it stands in your association, because I would need to know, A, did the person file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which is a liquidation, right? B, did they file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, which would be like a reorganization and a plan to repay the condominium back everything over a period of 3 to 5 years. That could have happened.
No, I think they just bankrupted and then they left.
Okay, if they bankrupted and left without a plan being confirmed, or they just got kicked out of bankruptcy, then they're back to where anything goes. The association can start from scratch and go into a state court and actually file for a foreclosure now. If the bank didn't do that already.
But it's already been sold to a third-party purchaser.
So now a third-party purchaser bought this property at a foreclosure sale and as a result of a state court foreclosure, right?
Right.
Okay, so now the question is, what do they owe? If it's not the bank, if it's a third party, it's very good possibility that third party owes you every dollar that was ever owed on that unit.
Oh, beautiful.
They could owe you everything
if the bankruptcy didn't.
Yeah, if the bankruptcy didn't discharge it, we don't know. I mean, that's the bottom line. So at this point, you know, if, you have an association attorney that you can ask those questions to and can review the file?
Yeah, but everything he answers is, well, that's a gray area.
Yeah, well, no, there are...
Must be Battleship Gray.
No, there should be definite answers to those questions, quite frankly, at this point. It should be a matter of reviewing the court dockets, reviewing the a title search, and figuring out who owes what at this point. The law, I think, would be pretty clear. The only thing that you need to be careful of is that case that you were correct, that we were going to talk about, that was decided by the 4th DCA, that says if your governing documents say third-party purchasers owe zero, guess what? They owe zero. So that is something you need to be careful about. Okay,
but
if you'd like a second opinion, Bob, you want to let us know, give us a call in the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and we'll be glad to help you out.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
And on this radio website, how do I send in a question? Email?
We have a link for that that just says email us and email us your questions and go to that.
I'm on the homepage, and I don't see it.
I'll tell you what. When we get to the break, I'll look it up and see if I can clarify it for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You got it. Hey, thanks for listening. All right. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Before the phones went nuts, we were talking about Florida's business judgment rule. Again, the theory that protects directors from decisions that they make as long as they make them in good faith.
You want to answer some more questions that we got via email and the blog?
Yeah, we can look for that during the break. But we were talking about what our readers said.
Oh. Well, Patricia said, I, too, would love the definition of malicious. I have been yelled at multiple times, and my character has been held out for all to see in each neighborhood letter that is distributed. Lies have been told about us, and we have been threatened. Is this considered malicious?
And that is a great question, because I have to tell you, Scott and I, you know, again, you do this this type of work long enough, you're definitely at some point going to be asked about whether or not, if you're a unit owner or a board member, hey, do I have a good defamation case against this person that said this or that about me? We're asked about it all the time. And typically, these types of defamation cases, they're hard to prove, and especially when the board is attacked, even in writing. Sometimes the board members are attacked in writing. I usually tell the board members that, guess what? Unit owners have a First Amendment right to criticize their elected board members, their elected officials in that condo. However, I will tell you, I had a case once many years ago where an actual board of directors printed up and distributed a letter to all of the owners in that community that actually accused my client, who was a unit owner, of actually committing a crime. And we sued. I mean, what they did was, quite frankly, outrageous. And I remember that went in front of Judge Andrews in Broward County. Remember Judge Andrews?
Yeah, he used to have a gun.
He did. He had that familiar handlebar mustache. And he even let us pursue a claim of punitive damages against the board members. I remember the counsel for the association saying, well, Mr. Glazer hasn't shown us any evidence that he's entitled to punitive damages. And the judge looked at that handwritten letter that was distributed to all the unit owners. And the judge says, well, what in the world is this?
Well, yeah.
Of course that's evidence. And yes, I'm going to allow him to pursue a claim of punitive damages against the board members for accusing my client of a crime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are, you know, different stages of defamation, the what we call per se defamation versus, you know, regular defamation. Per se is usually when you accuse someone of a crime.
Right. You don't need to prove damages. It's automatic.
Yeah. Or my favorite one is if they have the pox, how they explain it in law school. But the vast majority of the complaints I get from either unit owners or association board members is that, you know, they're criticizing us and saying things that are untrue but can be construed as opinions. And while, yes, you can make a case for defamation, the chances of you not only, let's say you win, let's say, but the jury will award you, oh, I don't know, $5,000, right, but you owe your attorney $25,000.
Right, right. A lot of times it's nominal damages.
Exactly. So unless it's like, you know, really bad, I usually tell people, listen, this is America. You have the right to be a jerk, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's a case-by-case basis, basically.
Well, the case with my client, I can tell you, that case settled. And, you know, here we're talking about the Florida Business Judgment Rule protecting directors against individual liability. I can tell you in that case where the directors got together and published a letter accusing my client of a crime, again, that judge allowed punitive damages to be gotten in that case. And had that case gone to trial, and if those directors could have been found personally liable because of their actions in defaming my client, they were intentionally done, no two ways about it, and they intended to cause injury to my client. So, you know, you got to be careful out there. Truth is always a defense.
Yeah.
So, well, but you better have the truth if you're going to accuse somebody
right.
of a crime.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, how about summing it up?
Well, you know, let's talk about the business judgment rule one more time just so everyone will remember it. And it kind of is best depicted in a case from the 11th Circuit Court of the United States District Courts. Circuit Courts. International Insurance v. Johns.
That's right. And the 11th Circuit governs Florida, by the way.
Yes. And I believe Georgia and Alabama, too. Correct?
Yep, correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly
oh, yes,
right.
It, yeah. There. I remember. The business judgment rule is a policy of judicial restraint born of the recognition that directors are, in most cases, more qualified to make business decisions than are judges. The rule's essential premise is that, absent any wrongdoing, the board's business decisions should not be a fodder for in-depth ex post legal scrutiny.
Well, I guess that makes sense. If every single decision of a board can be second-guessed by the court, then courts could wind up running the corporations instead of the board of directors.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the courts are trying to avoid, Karen. So again, board members, according to the law, and despite what some of the unit owners may say about you, nobody knows how to run a corporation better than you, and the court won't second-guess you in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, and again, just let's stress this. They can't do illegal things,
right.
Bold-faced illegal things. They're allowed to do stupid things, though.
Exactly, as long as they're done in good faith. You can make a bad decision, but if that bad decision was done in good faith, no personal liability. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Would love to hear from anybody who attended last week's live show. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best. Providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide, Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10-year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. 404. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
I think it was Bob who called in a few minutes ago and said he's not sure how to email us while we're on the show. If you go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com, there's a little button on the side that says email the show. Makes sense, right?
Right.
Just fill it out and send us your email. We get it here in the studio, and that's what allows us to answer your questions live and on the air. And I did test it, and it does, in fact, work. So give it a try. Lots of people are afraid, radio shy. They don't want to...
Just
email us your questions, and we'd be glad to answer them.
Let me tell you, Eric likes nothing more than seeing hundreds of emails on his telephone when he gets in his car.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like the annoying beeps.
Email him as much as you possibly can.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Why do you have the beep on? You should turn the beep on.
The alert.
I think I should, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, very annoying. Email. You're checking your email anyway. You don't need
I'm
the
one
beep.
Of those nuts that, you know, worried about every email. What can I tell you?
Here, give me your phone.
All right, I'll give you my phone. Let's finish the show first. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right, hate to dwell on the negative, everybody, but, you know, our show and our recent blog about condo crime really got lots of attention, and many of you may have actually even seen me on the news again last week concerning allegations that yet another licensed community association manager misappropriated over $228,000 from a condo association in Hollywood. And as we said last week, it certainly seems to be a growing problem, and we spoke about it a lot last week as well. You know, I can say over the last few months, if you can believe this, I've personally been involved in three significant cases of theft of association funds. And in all the cases, the one common denominator is that the person with check signing authority, that was the person, of course,
right,
that was involved in the theft. So needless to say, you have to be careful as to who gets to sign checks. As a matter of fact, it looks like we have a caller, Barbara from Hollandale, who of all things, good timing, Barbara wants to talk about audits. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I have a question. Our condominium has over a $10 million budget, so we're quite required to have an audit.
Sure.
My question is, does anyone look at these? I mean, they are available to unit owners, many of whom don't really know how to read them.
Sure.
And I wonder, do they go to any state agency? Does anyone periodically check this? For example, we have a category called special projects with $1.2 million spent, and no breakdown or line item as to where that went.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Does it mean capital improvements? Does it mean
we don't know either.
Projects that might, you know, you spend $1.2 million on special projects, there's certainly a legitimate shot that you've just made a material alteration without a vote of the unit owners.
Or something even more special, which really requires the vote of the unit owners.
Yeah.
That's probably the type of...
Does any state agency oversee these audits or ever look at them?
Great question. The answer is absolutely not. You're required to actually have them prepared, and certainly in your case, it's a full-blown audit that has to be done by a CPA. Not only does the state not look at them, but I have a more down-to-earth question. How many unit owners are in your association?
1,300.
Other than yourself, out of the 1,300, how many people do you think actually look at them?
Very few.
Hold on one second. Before we say any more, you're in Hallandale and you have 1,300 unit owners?
Yeah.
What's the address of your condo building, just to make sure we don't represent you?
Yeah, it's a good shot we do.
But the fact of the matter is, Eric...
No, you do not.
Okay, well, the audits are there for you. You've seen the audit, and if you have questions about it, you're entitled to ask the board about those questions. And if they don't, answer your questions, in a very casual manner by asking them yourself, you're entitled to write them a written inquiry under the statute where they must answer it.
Yeah. Now, you know what the bottom line is, Barbara, and you make a really great point with your question. Not only does the state not look at them, but like I said, the unit owners don't look at them.
Right.
You know when they do start looking at them? When you have a manager walk off with $228,000.
Or when assessments go up by a couple hundred dollars.
Right. Then all of a sudden people are saying, wait a minute, let's go look at the
year-end financial.
Right. Then people start taking an interest.
Well, to expand on that, we did have a manager that did that several years ago, but the board members signed the checks. He was apparently presenting invoices, and they were signing checks.
And I can tell you that that often does happen, and that even happened in the case that I was on the news with, as a matter of fact. But in all candor, it's certainly my argument in that case that the board members were simply duped into signing checks sometimes. And
they have a fiduciary responsibility to look into what they're signing?
Yes, they do.
Absolutely, they do. And at least in the case that I was working on, the manager created her own corporation that sounded very much like the name of a corporation that the association was routinely paying. So the directors thought that they were continuing to just pay the insurance bills when instead they were paying the manager's personal account.
Yeah, at least in that case, it was like kind of like
well,
a clever
I just want to say that if the state is requiring audits and other financial documents, somebody should be spot checking them also from the state. Or there should be some agency to look into them periodically.
Well, I guess the state says we're relying on you to have a certified public accountant prepare these reports. There would need to be, again, how many, what are there, like 70,000 condominium associations, never mind homeowner associations?
The audits are there for the association members to see how their money is being spent. And if the association members, unlike Barbara, who actually did check it, don't check it, too bad.
Right.
And if Barbara, you see those discrepancies, it's your responsibility as a shareholder of the association to do something.
I would think that the state would have to, if we did it Barbara's way. And I understand your point, Barbara, but I guess if they did it your way, where every single audit was examined.
Not every single, but occasionally a periodic to know that. So the condos know they're under possible scrutiny once in a while.
Right. Well, you'd have to have like hundreds, if not potentially thousands, of additional auditors working for the state. But let me say this, and I will give the DBOPR credit in one regard, and I teach this all the time at the seminar. And I'm going to generalize for a moment. When boards of directors do things wrong and they're reported to the DBPR, generally speaking, the DBPR, they're not interested in hitting your association with a fine or a penalty. Mm-hmm. What they'd like to do is teach you how to do things properly going forward. Okay, so they'll send out a warning letter and they'll try to make sure that you learn from your mistake going forward and that you don't do it again in the future. Barbara, rest assured that the one thing that the state does not take lightly is the failure to prepare these year-end financial statements. So if a unit owner lets the DBPR know that, hey, my association hasn't filed year-end reports this year or sometimes for the last few years, I will tell you that the DBPR automatically bells and whistles go off, and they take that as a signal that there's potential wrongdoing going on at that association, and they'll investigate quick. So they do, while they not every audit is examined, I can tell you that the failure to file, the failure to prepare your audits,
you say
will
file,
get
they
you,
don't have to file them anywhere except
with
the association.
No, there's except to the members. The failure to prepare them for your unit owners, I should say, will put you in the crosshairs of the DBPR. On that note, Barbara, I got to thank you for the phone call, and that brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs.
And if anybody has any follow-up questions, you can email
her. Absolutely. Great doing the show from our law firm in Fort Lauderdale this week.
Such
that worked out well.
Such a slick operation.
And like I said, if you want us to do the show at your condo or HOA, give us a call here in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you at noon next Sunday. Take care.